And you're listening to Jazz Tones right here, Jazz 91.9 WCK. We're trying to bring him up again. Mr. Miguel, can you hear me?
Take it off. I can hear you fine. Can you hear me?
Now, right, my man Miguel. Miguel, always a little technical difficulty, but, you know, I want to welcome you, Miguel Zenon and Mazel Zenon Quartet, coming in on the at Arts of Tech, Robert First Center, at the Georgia Tech Center. Most of all, I want to congratulate you for the number of nominees, times you were nominated for a Grammy, and also this great group that you have, Luis Perdomo, who's originally from Argentina, on piano. Henry Cole, there's a story behind Henry Cole, which I want you to tell. And Hans, your Austrian bassist, and you've got an all-star class. Y'all come out with 10 releases. Been together for 15 years.
That's right. We've been together for a very, very long time.
And so they know you hand and foot, and you know them.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's kind of the way it works. I've been lucky that I've been able to find a group of guys that I like, not only as musicians, but also as people. I want to have them around what I do, and they also like my music, and they want to be around what I'm doing. So, I mean, I've been really lucky to find such a great group of guys.
You have a great reflection. Your last release in July of 2017?
Yeah, it was actually February of 2017.
Okay. And the name?
Típico.
Típico. And it reflects culture and traditions, well, or people's personalities.
Yeah, of course. I mean, the music is of course, inspired and reflecting a lot of the things that I had to do with my upbringing and the music of my country and Latin America, etc. But the project itself was written around the band. I mean, it's sort of a way to celebrate the time that we've been together and all the different personalities in the group and the things that I think we can do well. So I wrote music, kind of coming from that perspective. Inspired by the musicians and inspired on the things that we do as an ensemble.
You know, you're an unusual professional. And, usually I would say, well, you know, you went through life this way, but you went through life, you learned classical music, and then when you began to explore jazz, your favorite artist was Charlie Parker. How did that happen?
Well, I mean,
you're in San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was sort of a few different events that kind of led me to that. I mean, I went to a really good performing arts middle school and high school there. And as I was going through the school, I started playing a little bit professionally, you know, more things like dance music, salsa, things of those sorts. I was, introduced to some elements of improvisation. But then eventually, By hanging out with some of my friends at school, they started passing around tapes and different things that had to do with jazz. And I was attracted to Charlie Parker initially, and I mean, he's still my favorite artist. Because obviously he played the same instrument I played, but also he played it with such a high level of dexterity, and you know, his technical level was so high that I was attracted just to that initially because I was trained. And you know, to think about the saxophone that way, you know, as an instrument that needs to be played well and with technical proficiency, et cetera. But then when I started to realize that he was improvising, that drew me in even more because it was obvious to me that he wasn't only playing the instrument very well, but he was using the instrument as a vehicle for a language that was very, very developed and very, you know, very intricate, you know, at the same time. So I was attracted to it from the get-go. I was very, very attracted to it.
Yeah, you and also, as you've merged and continued to develop and evolve, you went to school with some great artists. Antonio Sanchez at Berklee School of Music, right?
Yeah. Antonio and I were classmates at Berklee. Yeah, we were there together.
And you had a host of others that you went with. But the interesting thing that I read about your group was the fact that Antonio was your original percussionist, and then he went to Pat Metheny, and Henry Cole came in.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, Antonio because we were coming out of Berkeley together, and we had played already in a couple bands together. And, you know, it's kind of an obvious choice when I started playing with the guys. I mean, it wasn't necessarily thinking about it initially as a group. We were just getting together and playing, you know, just trying out compositions that I was putting together. And then eventually that ended up, and, you know, we ended up recording some of those, et cetera. And then when Antonio got busier with Pat, and, you know, he basically had little time to do anything else, I had to find another drummer.
Obviously.
And Henry, you know, he had been sort of in the radar for a long time. We met in Puerto Rico when he was coming up as a young musician, and, you know, we would hang out a lot. He would come to New York, he would stay at my place, and we'd go out and listen to shows. And he was just a very committed guy, obviously very talented, but also very committed. Just very, very into music, very into, you know, very studious guy. So it just seemed like a very obvious choice at the time. Plus, he being from Puerto Rico, also we connected from that side of it too. So, you know, Henry's been in the band now for 12 years. I mean, he's been in the band for a very long time.
Very long time. I mean, he's also a leader and has put out releases. Luis Perdomo, originally from Argentina, great pianist.
He's actually from Venezuela.
Venezuela, I'm sorry. Yeah. From Venezuela. But he is a great pianist. I've seen him play with his own band as well as with you. What can we expect? Yeah. And Hans is from Austria. So you.
Yeah, yeah. They're both amazing musicians. You know, obviously they're both leaders in their own right. They have their own records and they play with a lot of people. Like I said, you know, I mean, I consider myself lucky to have these guys in my band. They could all be out there leading their own bands and playing their own compositions. So the fact that I'm able to have a band with this level of musicianship is just a blessing. So I'm just very happy to have these guys around. I mean, we've been playing together, creating music for a very long time. We kind of like a family by this point. So when I write music and when I think about putting together shows and stuff like that, it's always with them in mind, obviously.
What can we expect when you roll up into Atlanta this week?
Well, we're going to be playing a lot of music from this latest release, Típico.
Típico.
We've been trying to put that out there. Like you mentioned, this record with recently nominated for a Grammy, which are actually the next day. We're playing on the 27th on Saturday. The Grammys are on Sunday in New York, so I'm coming right back to New York for that. So we're going to be playing some music from that. And then a couple of newer things that we're kind of starting to incorporate into the repertoire that we've been trying out for a couple of months, and it's starting to take shape. So it'll be a little bit of a mix of both, some newer things and some older things.
You know, you've become legendary in your own time. And one of the things that I really like about you is the fact that you're so humble. And I would, no, seriously, because you and I talked before we got on the air and what has happened to your home country, Puerto Rico. And have you been back to Puerto Rico since the devastation from the storm?
Yeah, it's funny you ask. I was in Puerto Rico right before the first hurricane hit, so I think I left on the 5th, like September 5th, the first hurricane, Irma, hit on the 6th, and then 2 weeks after that, Maria hit, and that was a really devastating one. It was just hit it down the middle. And I've seen a lot of stuff on the news, and I talked to my family, et cetera, but, excuse me, I haven't been back since then, and I was just there a couple of days ago. The first time, so you know, a lot of the things you can see. I was actually speaking to my wife about this the other day, because you know, you don't really know what to expect after not being there for so long. Then you see that, you know, on a superficial sort of level, things move fine, but when you look really closely, that's when you start seeing the devastation. You know,
mm-hmm.
a lot of buildings. Is in windows, a lot of, you know, light posts with no electricity, a lot of people with no electricity or running water. So it's still pretty heavy. There's still a lot of need down there.
Well, you know, there's an organization here in Atlanta, ContigoPuertoRico.org. Anyone that wants to give, they can go to that website. My good friend Raul, who's from the South Bronx, I had a chance to go to one of his fundraisers and Theater on the Square in Marietta Square. And it was sold out. I mean, and everyone was doing everything they possibly could to contribute. So I had to mention
that. That's beautiful. That's great.
Yeah, you know, I had to mention him and the theater. And they manage the Theater on the Square, by the way. So, you know, and it's all, a lot of the proceeds go to help Puerto Rico. So that makes a major difference. But most of all, you know, that makes a, to me, you have to give back. And there's no question about it. But most of all, I really look forward to you coming to Arts at Tech at the Robert Furr Center. It's a very solid place. Do you come in Friday or Saturday?
I'm coming in Friday night, but the guys are coming in on Saturday. We'll perform on Saturday.
Okay. Yeah, I look forward to seeing you. Any final words before we cruise off into the musical atmosphere?
Well, I mean, all I can say is always a pleasure to come to Atlanta. It's an amazing city. The crowds there are always great. And, you know, I'm looking forward to being there, and hopefully people will come out and enjoy themselves. It's always great to play there. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing you, Miguel, and I want to wish you the best, as always, and I hope you get that Grammy as well.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Take care and be at peace. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Miguel Zanon, great performer, alto saxophonist, who graced the waves here.